بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى، فلما استخر بالمدينة أمر ببقية شرائع الإسلام مثل الزكاة والصوم والحج والأذان والجهاد والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر أخذ على هذا عشر سنين. The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى that after he was established صلى الله عليه وسلم in المدينة, after he was established, meaning he had taken residence, he had completed his hijra, صلى الله عليه وسلم, him and his companions رضي الله عنهم, and he was established in المدينة, أمر ببقية شرائع الإسلام, أمر ببقية شرائع الإسلام, he was commanded صلى الله عليه وسلم with the rest of the sacred rites and commandments and legislations of الإسلام, مثل الزكاة, like example الزكاه والصوم fasting والحج and the hajj والاذان والجهاد والامر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر and commanding the good and forbidding the evil. أخذ على هذا عشر سنين, he took to this, he began doing this and establishing this for 10 years in Medina صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we see then for 10 years the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he is in Mecca, and him and his companions are oppressed, and the believers are weak, and they were not allowed to fight, and they were not commanded to fight, and nor were they commanded to establish the prayer, nor the zakat, nor the charity, or the hajj. They were not commanded with anything except tawheed. And for 10 years in Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he cultivated the companions, he cultivated the believers upon al-aqidah, al-sahihah, wal-iman, al-sadiq, wal-amal al-salih, and he cultivated them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon the correct creed, and likewise upon the true iman and having sincere faith, and also upon applying the knowledge and complying to the commandments and staying away from the prohibitions, yani to be upright and to be pious and to be obedient to Allah and to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He taught them at-tawheed and the rights of at-tawheed until this was firm in their hearts radiyallahu anhum, and they understood this reality, and the opposite of that was clear, shirk and polytheism and associating partners was clear to them, and they seen the falsehood of the idols and everything that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they learned the greatness of Allah and His lordship and His command and His authority, and they surrendered to Him and submitted to Him as Muslims radiyallahu anhum. And at this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He legislated upon the Prophet the obligatory prayer, and we've seen some issues with regards to that. And then after this, for 3 years, a total of 13 in Mecca, now He comes to Medina. Now after they have made hijrah, now after he's established in Medina sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now after the iman is strong in the hearts of the companion, in the hearts of the companions, and the tawheed is established and it is clear, now the legislation begins to come, and the rest of the sacred rites of al-Islam is being established. And it's mentioning here, the author, he mentioned zakat. And this indicates that zakat was legislated after the hijrah. But many of the ulama, they mentioned that the zakat actually was legislated before hijrah. But before hijrah, it was not established in the manner that it is now. And it was the one who had to give the zakat, he would give according to that which he felt generous with, and as he liked, he would give from his own wealth as he liked, and he would not be required to give a certain amount or a certain type of wealth. So this was legislated in Mecca, giving the charity. But in Medina, it became legislated with the ansab and the amounts and the type of charity and how much one will pay and when will it become an obligation. All of these legislations, they were established in Al-Madinah in the second year. And likewise, Zakat al-Fitr and fasting was established in the second year after the Hijrah, and the Jihad likewise in the second year. The fasting of Ramadan, it was established in this manner. And likewise, the Adhan was established in the first year, making the Adhan and calling the people to the prayer. This was established after he moved to Medina, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after he migrated, after 13 years of prophethood and messengership, after 13 years of striving and calling to Tawheed, and warning the people from shirk, and warning the people from falsehood and evil, and from deviation and creed, and rectifying their belief, and calling them to the belief in Allah, and the belief in the angels, and the books and the prophets and messengers, and to believe in the last day and the decree of Allah, calling them to the usul of the deen, the usul of the al-iman, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, after this is firm in their hearts, now they're able to comply. They're able to comply. And this is a great wisdom. And we see that knowledge, it precedes every action and statement. And iman, it is based upon knowledge. And it's not possible for a person to truly believe except if he has correct knowledge. And it's not possible for a person to truly do the righteous deeds except if he has knowledge. So we see that first, the knowledge, it has to be learned. That individual has to find time. That individual has to be diligent. He has to work hard. He has to make effort. He has to strive to gain the correct understanding in the deen. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned and encouraged the ummah. And he mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi deen." That whoever Allah wants good for, He will grant him understanding in the deen. So therefore, the understanding, it comes, and based upon that understanding is the faith and the iman will enter the heart at this time. And whenever it is strong, and the greater that understanding is, and the more solid that knowledge is, and the more evidence is that an individual, he sees and he learns and is established in his heart, the certainty becomes solid and his heart becomes sound and full of faith and full of iman. And at this time, the body parts, they comply. So whenever the iman was established and the tawheed was well known, and the Muslims and the believers, they had control of the society, and they had the authority in their land in Al-Medina, now the legislation began to complete. And time after time, there's revelation coming, and the clarification of new obligations in the deen, and the completion of the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مثل الزكاة والصوم والحج والأذان والجهاد والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. The author, he says, أخذ على هذا عشر سنين. That he did this for 10 years. 10 years he is commanding the good and prohibiting the evil. 10 years he's warding from shirk and closing every door that leads to shirk, every aspect that could possibly be a means to lead to shirk. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he closed those doors, even with regards to statements. Even with regards to the statements that are not correct, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not let them go or let them slide. Rather, he rectified them. Individuals would come to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, "Ma sha Allahu wa shitta," whatever you will, whatever Allah wills, and you will. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would become angry and he would rectify that and he would correct that. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Aj'altani lillahi nidda, bal ma sha Allahu wahda." Did you make me a partner or a rival with Allah? Rather, it is whatever Allah wills alone. And this is a mistake in the statement. The individual who makes the statement, "Masha Allah wa shitta," doesn't mean that he's sharing the mashia, but it's the manner that he mentioned it. So therefore, it must be rectified. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he closed those doors. And they praised him. And even it's mentioned that there was a jariyah. And she mentioned a young girl, and she said, "Fina Nabiullahi ya'lamu ma fi ghadin," that amongst us is the Prophet of Allah, and he knows what will happen tomorrow. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Be quiet, be silent. La ya'lamu ma fi ghadin illa Allah." Nobody knows what will happen tomorrow and in the future except for Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was striving in Medina to cultivate and to raise the believers upon Tawheed, and to close every door that leads to deficiency with regards to that, that would bring a deficiency to the Tawheed and to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he strove hard in this manner all the way until the end of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clarifying the legislation and clarifying the deen in detail. And his companions, they are learning and they are asking questions, and they are also likewise teaching and calling, and they are fighting and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning of al-jihad. And as the author, he mentioned, this was legislated in al-Madinah, but the general meaning of al-jihad, it is بَذْلُ الْجُهْدِ فِي تَحَقُّكِ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ. That individual, yani the general meaning of al-jihad, and the author he's mentioning here, al-jihad was established in al-Medina. This is correct, and the jihad against the enemies of al-Islam, fighting with the sword and fighting with the weapons, this was established in Medina. But even before that, the general jihad was established, and this is to strive and to give one's utmost effort to comply to and to perform and to actualize and do that which is pleasing to Allah and beloved to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true jihad. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in our authentic narration, al-mujahid man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah, that the true mujahid, the true one who is fighting and striving in the path of Allah, he is the one who strives against his own soul to be obedient to Allah. He is the one who strives against his own soul to be obedient to Allah. So in this manner, jihad, which is also known to the ulama, jihadun nafs, this was established from the very beginning. Jihadun nafs. Rather, even we see that many of the companions, whenever they would take an oath to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they would believe in him and follow him and obey him, they would also take oaths that they would not lie, and they would take oaths that they would not commit indecent actions of fornication and foul and vulgar actions and statements. And they took oaths that they would be honest and they would be truthful. And they took oaths that they would only worship Allah and never associate partners with Him whatsoever. And these are from the commandments of the deen. These are from the best affairs of the deen, honesty and truthfulness and integrity and being upright. This is that many of them, they took oaths to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this manner, and that they will be obedient to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to obedient to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in good times and in bad times, and whenever they are strong and whenever they are weak, and the likes like this. So we see that the jihad, it was established in general in the beginning of al-Islam to strive against the soul, but as for the specific jihad, then this was established in al-Madinah. And likewise, الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, commanding the good and prohibiting the evil. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was upon. And the goodness of this ummah, it lies in this issue here. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. That you are the best ummah that has been brought out for all mankind. And this is because you command that which is good and you forbid that which is evil, and you believe in Allah. And you believe in Allah. Naam, so there always must remain a group of people who are upright and steadfast upon the haqq and upon the truth. And from their sifat is that they believe in Allah. And from their sifat and from their attributes is that they command the good and they prohibit the evil. And there's a methodology to this. There's a methodology and a way to command the good and to prohibit the evil. And the first attribute of that person is that he does it sincerely for the sake of Allah and seeking the pleasure of Allah. And commanding the good because this is something that Allah has commanded. And this is something that is beloved to Allah. And likewise doing it with a sincere intention and hoping good for the people, that they will follow that good or that they will leave that evil. And also doing it with good manners in a noble way and based upon knowledge and upright conduct. And upright conduct. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon this. He was establishing the prayer sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was establishing the zakat, and he established the month of Ramadan and the fast of Ramadan, and the believers, they followed him in that, and they complied to his commandment in that, and they performed it in the best manner. And then likewise, whenever the obligation of Hajj came in the ninth year, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made Hajj in the 10th year, and he clarified the rites of Hajj, and he said, khudu anni manasikakum, and take from me the sacred rites of Hajj. and the companions, they learned from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then at the end of his life, the deen was completed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. That today, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, today I have completed your deen for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have perfected my blessing upon you. Al-islam is a blessing, and the fact that Allah, he sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the final revelation is a blessing. Rather, it's the greatest blessing. It is the greatest blessing. The greatest blessing of all is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has taught us la ilaha illallah. A'zamu ni'matin an'ama Allahu biha 'ala al-'ibadi an a'lamahum aw an 'allamahum la ilaha illallah. As Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the greatest blessing that Allah has bestowed upon the servants is that he has taught them la ilaha illallah. That he has taught them la ilaha illallah. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was upon. And this is what he called to, and this is what he clarified. And this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he completed this deen for the servants by the conveyance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. And Islam, I am pleased with Islam as your deen. Therefore, al-Islam huwa ad-deen al-marzi. Ad-deen al-marzi. The pleasing deen and the pleasing religion and the pleasing way of life is the way of al-Islam. Al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed wal-qiyadu lahu bit-ta'a wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. Wa huwa al-yawma jami' huwa ma ja'a bihi an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min al هو من الهدى ودين الحق ومن العلم النافع والعمل الصالح صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ على هذا عشر سنين for 10 years in Medina he's striving. So far we have seen some beneficial affairs with regards to knowing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, beginning with what the author he had mentioned رحمه الله تعالى with his nasib and with his lineage, and we have seen some things about his name صلى الله عليه وسلم, and likewise about his names صلى الله عليه وسلم, and how old he was. Now we see those years, 63 years, 40 of them before prophethood, and 13 of them in Mecca, and 10 of them in Medina. And likewise we have seen some of the affairs related to those 40 years in before prophethood, and likewise how he received prophethood sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then how he became a messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we have seen likewise the hijratain to Habasha and other events that occurred in the life of the Prophet and in the Islam of Hamza and Umar radiyallahu anhuma and the rest of the companions. And we have seen the issues related to al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, and in some brief detail, and likewise his hijrah to Al-Madinah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how he strove hard to convey the message of his Lord. And then the author rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says something that we should ponder on and think deeply of. He says after this, he did this for 10 years, watuwfiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa dinuhu baqin. وَدِينُهُ بَاقٍ وَهَذَا دِينُهُ. Now, and then he died. After these 10 years, صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ, he died. He died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But listen to this statement the author mentioned. This statement right here is حَذِيمْ جِدًّا. وَدِينُهُ بَاقٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took his soul. But Dinuhu baqin, his deen remains. His sunnah is established. His deen remains. Wahada dinuhu, this is his deen. What we've been studying so far, this is the deen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's gone, he died. But his deen remains. His deen is here. Dinuhu baqin, wahada dinuhu. So therefore a believer who truly loves the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, therefore a believer who truly believes in Allah in the last day, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let him be upon the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the deen that that was completed by his conveyance, the deen that he taught to his companions, the deen that Allah, he said that he's pleased with. the deen of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the deen of the Sufiyya and the Ikhwan Muslimin, and not the deen of the Jama'at al-Tabligh, and not the deen of the Qadariyya, and not the deen of Naqshbandiyya, and not the deen of Al-Ahmadiyya, and the deen of the Shia and Rafida. Iyadhan billah. No, the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deenuhu baqin. Dinuhu baqin. Just like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in that famous hadith, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. There will always remain a group from my ummah who are victorious and apparent victorious upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. And no harm will come to them from those who abandon them, nor from those who oppose them, all the way until the command of Allah comes and they are upon that. So here, this statement here, dinuhu baqin, the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it remains. All a believer has to do is learn his way, is to take the path to learn his way. Just as the messenger he sent, he mentioned himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman sahala Allahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah, that whoever sets out on a path to seek knowledge, any knowledge of that which is pleasing to Allah, knowledge of the deen and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will be a means for Allah to set him on a path to paradise. Dinuhu baqin. دينه باقٍ توفي صلى الله عليه وسلم ودينه باقٍ وهذا دينه. His deen remains, and this is his deen. This is his deen. لا خير إلا دل الأمة عليه ولا شر إلا حذرها منه. There's no good except the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم directed the Ummah to it, and there's no evil except that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he warned from that. And this is something the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he mentioned that it was a right and an incumbent obligation upon all of the prophets, that they have to inform the ummah of the good, their ummah that the, of the good that they know for them, and to warn them from the evil that they know for them. And then the author he says, "والخير الذي دل عليه التوحيد وجميع ما يحبه الله يرضى." And the goodness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he directed the people and guided them to, it is التوحيد, and everything that is beloved to Allah and that He's pleased with. والشر الذي حذرها منه الشرك وجميع ما يكرهه الله ويأباه. And the evil that he warned from sallallahu alaihi wasallam is الشرك and polytheism, associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and worship and everything that he dislikes and he rejects, subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the statement of the author, wa tuwfiya wa dinuhu baqin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he passed away and his deen remains, inshallah in the next class we discuss this issue of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some of the benefits and lessons that the ummah must learn from this great event and this calamity. And this is the greatest calamity, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he died sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But even in that, there is wisdom, and there are lessons for a believer to learn. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.